Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I am the church. You are the church. And we are the church together. Amen. So good to see all of you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. I'm here. Pastor Mon and I are here at the Del Mar Gardens West Rehab Center in St. Louis. Amen. Where Pastor Mon is recuperating well. Glory to God. Amen. She's going to greet everybody and open us up in a word of prayer. Greet everybody, Pastor Mom.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to see everybody this morning.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth, as it is
in heaven, give us this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our
trespasses,
as we forgive those
who trespass against us,
and lead us not
into temptation.
But deliver us,
from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory.
Forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And then we'll say our prayer together.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And some of you, I probably said this already, but just so blessed by Pastor Mom and the word that she has hidden in her heart. And people come in, the social workers and other people come in, and they kind of run a test on, you know, the people in the rehab. And one of the tests was to ask certain things, like who's the president of the United States, and what day is it? And do you know where you are? And so they were asking Pastor Mom all those questions, and, you know, especially after she just woke up. But anyway, they're asking her all of those, and she wasn't answering hardly any of them. And so they were just kind of looking at her. And then before, this was a social worker this time, before she left, I said, Mom, let's say the Lord's Prayer together. And, you know, she got started, you know, and she went through the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. She may not exactly know what she had for breakfast this morning. She may not even know exactly where she is right now. But when it comes to the Lord, hallelujah, she knows our Father, which art in heaven. And so when she said that prayer and just quoted that scripture, no book, not looking at any, not looking at the Bible or anything, and just said it, the woman turned beet red, and she was visibly touched by the fact that Pastor Mom knew the word of God like that. Hallelujah. So that's a blessing. And so that's why we hide the word in our heart. Amen. And we won't sin against him. And you know, in the future, we have his word on the inside of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go on to the scripture today is Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then we'll go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. But as I'm talking about Pastor Mom, I just wanted to thank everyone. People have called. People have prayed for Pastor Mom and for us. Hallelujah. People have sent cards. They sent blessings, hallelujah, left texts and emails for us. And we just thank God for each and every one of you, hallelujah. And we say Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, thank you. May the Lord make you a thousandfold more than you are right now and bless you as he's promised you. Amen, hallelujah. And I'm still talking about Pastor Mom, but we'll get on with the scriptures. She's doing well. She is doing well. She went to see the orthopedic surgeon, and she was doing so well. They took the wrapping off of her leg because her leg was wrapped up from her thigh down to her ankle. Almost to her ankle, to her calf. From her thigh to her calf, it was wrapped up, and she had a big old brace on her leg. And the doctor looked at the x-ray, and he said, oh, she can take that off now. Hallelujah. So we thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And just a little story before that, the people came in with the x-ray here in the facility. That's where they took it at. And they said, oh, we have bad news for you. And I was like, you know, I said to myself, the blood of Jesus over any bad news, my mama doing good. And they said, it's not healing and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, no. We don't receive that at all. And then the very next day we went to the orthopedic surgeon, and he says she's doing well. And they the surgeon looked at Mom from a different perspective than the people who took the x-ray. He could see that she was progressing well. So that's the Mom report. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom report. The good report of the Lord. And I just say, look what the Lord has done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 95, hallelujah, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hill is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Pastor Mom was saying that from memory. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mom, you just saying all these scriptures from memory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So this is our time that we call it the pearls to ponder. God has given us a charge and a challenge to learn about his name, his character, and his nature. Hallelujah. And I was reading a scripture this week, and I was just so blessed about this scripture about God's divine nature. And it's in 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. And it's 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. According to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Now get this, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So he really wants us to be partakers of his divine nature. Hallelujah. And as we go through these pearls to ponder, we are partaking. We're partaking of his divine nature. We're partaking. We're laying hold to it. Glory to God. We're living in this thing. Hallelujah. It's not just something we heard about, but we want to live in it and through it. Amen. And so our the words that the Lord has given to us, his name, his character, and his nature. He's given us one each month. And I was so blessed that I sat down this week and he gave me words for his character, his nature, his name, until all the way up to 2024. Glory to God. I said, well, thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're in for some good treats over this time. Now, the two scriptures or the word we have this month is fire. Glory, hallelujah, fire. Now, God's fire is something else. You know, we're consumed by his fire. His fire will do things for us and in us and through us. Amen. So Number 16:35 says, and there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed 250 men that offered incense. So, you know, sometimes that fire is burning out stuff that don't need to be here, going against him. Deuteronomy 4:24 says, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Hallelujah. And so, the men who had
offer incense, and they shouldn't have been doing it like that. The fire of God came out and consumed them. And then that God is a jealous God. He's a consuming fire. If there is anything in us that is not like him, because he's a jealous God, he's going to take care of that and burn it out of us. Amen. So this song this morning called The Fire of God by Vineyard talks about how he's burning out things out of us that need to go. Amen. It's called The Fire of God. And as they say, we do not own the rights to this song. Praise God. Hallelujah. The fire of God. Amen. That song is just so precious. And part of it is that we open up ourselves to the fire of God. You know, we talked about the refiner's fire before, earlier this month. And, you know, he has a fire. He is a consuming fire. And we have to be in agreement with him that he will burn out those things that are not of him. Hallelujah. He's not just going to just do it himself. We have to be in agreement. He's a gentleman. Amen. And we have to be in agreement that, Lord, just burn this out of me. Hallelujah. And we'll talk some more about that as we go into the word today, a little bit later. Now, and that's our pearl to ponder for today. Hallelujah. God of fire, the fire of God, burn everything out of me that's not of you. Then I can see your face. Hallelujah. And I can see your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So that's our pearl to ponder for today. So think about that. Roll it around in your head. Amen. Let the Lord give you a revelation, more of a revelation on that. Hallelujah. Now, after this, we usually go into our declarations. We are going to do declarations today, but it's not going to be until the declarations, I'll say it like this, it's going to be a part of the service today, a part of the sermon. And so we'll get back to declarations because we got some things we need to declare and decree today, especially after this word comes forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go on to praise and worship. This has just been on my heart this morning, and that's the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, he'll burn you, and he'll burn you good, and that's the goodness of God. Amen. Amen. Let's hear C.C. Wyman singing the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. He's taken us through the fire, even through his consuming fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His goodness. His goodness is running after us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to go on and pray over our finances. And as I said before, we're going to declare and decree some things, but we'll do it during the sermon, at the end of the sermon today. Amen. We got a bunch of things we need to declare and decree on this day. Hallelujah. The Lord has a word for us today. Amen. Before we get to that, let's go to our prayer for finances. Hallelujah. Amen. I noticed that, you know, when the Lord tells me to do something and, you know, financially, and I may feel like saying ouch when he says to do it, but I've learned over time that whatever he tells me to do or has me to do financially, he's going to take care of anything else, everything around it. Amen. And, you know, when we give, it's not a subtraction. It's an exponential multiplication. Hallelujah. So he's going to give it back to us, as it says in Luke 6:38, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And he does things like open up the windows of heaven for us so we can be free to give. Amen. Let's pray our prayer over our finances. So repeat after me, Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. Where I have not been wise,
bring restoration
and give me guidance. Help me to remember all I have belongs to you. And to be grateful for it. Hallelujah.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money,
not be stolen,
lost, devoured. Wasted or destroyed.
Multiply it.
So what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but I will seek your King.
I will seek
your kingdom,
first
knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. There are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and you all have been giving in all these ways. Praise God. You can give via the Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So our Cash App is $ESLCCC. You can also give at the door if you live in the Heritage House, and that is at 2E. Praise God. And then you can mail it. Make your checks payable to ESLCCC, 800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then repeat this last part with me. Repeat after me. I sow my seed
of blessing.
Remembering that it is harvest time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for the tithers today, those who have given 10% of their income or whatever has come into them, Lord God. We thank you for your word in Malachi chapter 3 that says that you try you and test you on this and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that will be too much for us to receive. We thank you for that, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. And then on top of that, you said that you will reap the devourer for our sake. So what you give to us, what you bless us with, will not be stolen, it won't be lost, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And we give you praise for that, even in advance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then for those who are givers, we thank you, Lord. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, for the givers, Lord, that you're giving to them, giving to us right now. Hallelujah. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Those exponential blessings. Thank you for it, Lord God. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now. And it even says more than that, that you'll bless us as the sand in the sea and the stars in the sky, hallelujah, without limit, hallelujah, that you will bless us like that. We thank you for it, Lord God, and you bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise and glory and honor even now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, he's been blessing us, and I'm still waiting on people to give more testimony of how God is blessing. Amen. Anytime you have a testimony, please let us, amen. It could be on finances. It could be on something else. But, you know, let us know how God is blessing you. Amen. Amen. As we get ready to go into the Word today, we're going to, you know, just praise God and worship God on this song. It's called Faith is the Victory. And so it goes together with our Word, with the Word of God today. Faith is the victory. Amen.
Faith is the victory, faith is the victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in
the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for this word from the book of Job, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for continually opening opening up the eyes of our understanding so that we see what is your good and perfect will in every situation and circumstance. We bless your name, Lord God. We lift up each and every person who is listening, who's on the line right now, and who will listen in the future. Lord God, we just thank you for just reaching out and touching each and every one of us. Whatever is wrong, Lord God, we ask you to make it right. Whatever is right, we ask you to take it, set it apart, and dedicate it for your use and for your glory. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Our eyes are on you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you know, we've been in the book of Job, hallelujah, since last year. And there's so much that we can talk about in the book of Job. As I like to say, there's a lot of meat on that bone. Hallelujah. You know, like Thanksgiving, you had that turkey. And there's a lot of meat on the bone. Sometimes you take the bones with the little meat left on it and put it in a pot. Hallelujah. Make a soup out of it. And so there's a lot of meat on this bone. We are taking our time and just doing it, you know, and saying what God would have us to say during this time. Now, what we've been talking about, I think for the last four times, this is, I think, our seventh part of this series. I love series because I can kind of take my time. So this is what we've been talking about recently is how God reveals himself as the author and the perfecter. And I'm not going to go through a lot of review today. I did that on last week. So feel free to go back and listen to it. You can do that by Googling Get 'Em Radio or going to any search engine and just put in Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and that will lead you to our Blog Talk Radio platform. I noticed that there's a lot more Get'ems, G-I-T-Ms, out there than when we started 10 years ago. I said, oh, my goodness. I'm glad we got the Facebook page 10 years ago. I'm glad we got the YouTube page 6 years ago because some things are not available anymore because people are starting to use that word or that those initials, get them, G-I-T, in a bunch of different ways. So make sure it's the Blog Talk Radio platform that you're going on. Amen. And you can find all of our podcasts, and so far we have about 13, well, it's getting close to 1,400. Amen, amen. So when we're looking at the book of Job and how God is revealing himself as the author and perfecter, we have our spiritual lens on. We have the God lens on, and that's the lens that looks for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that's from Psalm 27 and verse 13. So we're not looking at, what did you do, God? How come you allowed that to happen to him? What? We're not looking at it like that. We're looking at it like, okay, God, you're good. You're a good, good God. Hallelujah. And so we're looking for your goodness in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's how we began. Now today, we're still doing how God reveals himself as the author and perfecter. And what our subtopic is, fear is not an option. Fear is not an option. Amen. That's our subtitle today. We're looking at God really as he's the author. He already started this. He's perfecting. He's perfecting all those things concerning us, and fear is not an option. So you know what? I'm looking for some readers today. So if you guys can press your number one key, and I'm going to give you the scriptures right from the beginning, and then we will go on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price. Anyone else, press your number one key. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to start, Pastor Price. We're going to give you the scriptures out of the book of Job, all of the scriptures that we're going to do out of Job. We're going to give them to you. So Pastor Price, we want you to read Job 1 and verse 5. And then when we get to, Job, I know what it is, Job 3 and 25. Okay. I keep going. Okay. And I know that there's another Job, but you'll be in Job and you can get it quickly when we get to that. But we'll start with those two. So that's Job 1 and verse 5 and Job 3 and verse 25. And then Minister Elaine, we're giving you Exodus 14 and verse 13. Good to see you all this morning. Exodus 14 and verse 13. And since that was so little there, we're going to also give you Isaiah 41 and verse 13. Isaiah 41 and verse 13, Minister Elaine. Okay, I'll say it again before I go on. Exodus 14 and verse 13. And then Isaiah 41 and verse 13. Okay. Okay. I'm going to move it over a little bit. Minister Amber. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6. Minister Amber, Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6. Minister Rachel and family. Minister Rachel and family. Okay. And you guys, you know, get this. I know you'll be ready. Okay. Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. Okay. And then 1 John 4 and verse 18. 1 John 4 and verse 18. And then Romans 8 and verse 28. So you have three scriptures, Minister Rachel and family. You have three scriptures. Revelation 3 and verse 20. 1 John 4, verse 18. And Romans 8 and verse 28. Okay. And I think that's it. Pastor Price, I see some more of the Job. Job 42, Pastor Price, Job 42 and verse 12, and Job 42 and verse 17. Okay. All right. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. Those who are just joining us, we are talking about the book of Job and how God reveals himself. Amen. And the how he reveals himself as the author and perfecter. And the subtopic is fear is not an option. Amen. Pastor Price, you're going to open up your line. And we want you to read Job 1 and verse 1. I don't think I said that before. Job 1 and verse 1 and Job 3 and verse 25. And we'll come back to that other Job in a little bit. So I'm opening up your line now.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, Mom. Pray your leg feels better this morning. God bless you. Job 1 and verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. 3 and verse 25 says, for the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me.
Okay, thank you. Amen. So there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was what? Perfect, upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And eschewed is like he hated evil. He feared God. Amen. And feared God meant that he had respect and he was in awe of God. Amen. It didn't mean that he was in fear and trembling and dread over God, but he revered God. Hallelujah. And he hated evil. And then in Job 3 and 25, it says, for the thing, and this is Job talking, he said, for the thing I greatly feared is come upon me. And that which I was afraid of is come upon me. And I just want you to say out loud with me or repeat after me, fear is not an option. Amen. Amen. Fear is not an option. The thing that I noticed about Job with this is that he feared God. He was an upright man. He hated evil, and yet not only did he fear, but he had great fear. And he said it himself. He said, the thing which he greatly feared is come upon him, and that which he was afraid of has come unto him, has come upon him and come unto him. Fear is not an option. There's something that happens when we begin to fear, and fear is sometimes it's trembling with that fear. You know, it's dread. You know, just feeling like something's about to happen and it ain't gonna be good. You know, that kind of fear. And for in our relationship with God, fear is not an option. Amen. He doesn't want us to be afraid and to have fear. Now, fear is false evidence appearing real. I don't know if it was Joyce Meyer who coined that phrase or whatever, but it is. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And faith is believing that the best is yet to come. Now, fear is dreading that the worst is yet to come, is to be the destiny that's ahead. Faith and fear, both the substance of things to come with evidence not seen. You know, both of them are like that. In that way, they have something in common. The other thing that faith and fear have in common is that they are permission granters. Faith gives permission as well. as I was going through and just meditating on this word that God was giving, he took me back to 2021. I preached a sermon called Your Permission is Important, or Permission is Important. It was something like that kind of title. But, you know, we talked about how we can give permission in ways that we don't even think we're giving permission to certain things. And fear is that thing that gives permission to the enemy. I can recall some of what I was saying was that even some of the things that we do, like if we laugh at something, if we laugh at a dirty joke, that gives permission for the enemy to come in and bring all kinds of lust and, you know, unclean things. Because, you know, a person laughed at a dirty joke, you know. So the things that we feel, the things that we say, the way emotions come out, it gives permission. It gives permission to the Lord to work and operate, or it gives permission for the enemy. And Pastor Price, there was a quote that she said about fear. And that quote was, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. I'll read it again. It's pretty profound. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Every time, you know, we tolerate a fear, and it contaminates the faith. It may not look like it's doing that, but little by little, faith and our belief in God and trust in God is contaminated over allowing some fear to just hang out. There was something that the Lord showed me in Florida, and I've used this example many times. I was in Florida. I was at the beach. And he had me just look at this family at this beach, at the beach. And they were sitting across from us. And I saw this black bird. And the black bird came up. Now, the family was in a circle, and you know, with their lawn chairs or their beach chairs, sitting in a circle. And inside that circle was their family. And so, and also there was an empty chair in the circle. But there were, you know, like about four or five people sitting there in that family. So this black bird came over, and it stood close to the circle, but outside the circle. And then nobody said anything. Nobody shooted away. So the bird came and sat in a chair, the empty chair where the family was. Nobody said anything. Nobody shoot the bird away. And then the bird dived into their food that was in the middle of the circle. And that's when they started trying to shoo the bird away. But it had gotten into their food. So that's the thing, like with fear. You know, any kind of fear, we have to be aware and acknowledge. And I'm going way past to the end of the sermon right now. But he wants us to know some things about fear. And, of course, about faith. So we cannot, you know, it's not an option to tolerate any kind of fear, wherever it's trying to come from. And, I do understand that there's things that are going on in the world today that's really trying to engender fear in us. So many things are going on now. But just understand that fear grants permission and opens the door for the enemy and his cohort to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. So fear is going in a direction, and it's not a good direction. Now, on the other hand, faith opens the door and grants God and his angels permission to go forth, to work, to operate in our lives. Now, Job's faith was being perfected by the author and the perfecter of our faith. You know, God could not leave Job where he was. Oh, he was an upright man. He was a righteous man. He respected and revered God. He hated evil. And still, God wanted to take him further on in perfecting his faith. Yes, we are in church. We are saved. We are born again. We're in our process of sanctification. We're saying, God, burn this stuff out of me. Get it out of me. You know, we're doing like that. And we still need to ensure that there is no fear lingering around and trying to get into our lives even more. And so faith is accepted. We accept faith. Fear is rejected. And we know that fear is not an option. Repeat that after me. Fear is not, hallelujah, amen. So when the enemy came before God with regards to Job, he came as the accuser of the brethren. God knew and the enemy knew that the enemy had legal authority to mess with Job because Job gave permission through fear. Now, Pastor Price, we're at that Job 1 and verse 5. Your line is still open. Job 1 and verse 5.
It says, so it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly.
Amen. He did this regularly. You know, Job did it continually. Another word for regularly. Job was consumed with fear. He was afraid his children were going to curse God. He was afraid he was going to lose everything as a result of his children cursing God. And that fear and that dread happened. Job had been living in that fear and dread for many years. For many years, because I mean he had his little thing down where he was gonna you know, the kids got together and they were feasting and he was gonna rise up early in the morning and he was gonna do his burnt offering to make sure they were okay in God's eyes. So here's the thing about fear, is that fear tries to hide itself in worry. That people might say, no, they're not worrying, they don't have no fear, they just kind of worried about stuff going on. And it tries to hide itself in being anxious. And anxiousness is really generalized fear. Also, fear tries to hide itself in pet peeves. Oh, that's just my pet peeve right there. I got a pet peeve. Well, it could be a fear. Okay? It tries to hide itself. And there are some common fears that people have. Fear of what other people think about them, fear of not having enough money, fear of public speaking, fear of flying, you know, in an airplane, fear of being far from home, even fear of spiders or snakes, fear of failure or rejection, fear of losing a loved one, fear of disease or pain. And we all want to do, you know, what Jesus has said, He said, you know, fear not. And in the Bible, fear not shows up so many times. Now, there's a book that was written by Lloyd Ogilvie, and it's called Facing the Future Without Fear. Now, this Lloyd Ogilvie says that there are 366 fear nots in the Bible. Now, I kind of did a search on that myself. I didn't come up with 366, but maybe he included like fret not or dread not or something like that, you know. But he came up with 366 fear nots in the Bible, and he said that's one for every day of the year, including leap year. Hallelujah. So God doesn't want us to go a single day without hearing his word of comfort, fear not. Amen. Now, Minister Elaine, we want you to read your scripture. I'll open up your line. Exodus 14 and verse 13. Oh, there we go. Exodus 14 and verse 13. And this is how Moses dealt with fear.
And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. And so Moses was saying, fear not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. You know, Moses had heard from God, and Moses knew, you know, what God was going to do. Hallelujah. That they would not see the Egyptians. You know, after this day, they wouldn't see them ever again. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm hearing something at someone making an announcement, and they sound very fearful. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up whoever made that announcement in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of fear that's trying to be on them right now in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree, even in this atmosphere, at this rehab, fear not, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for peace, peace beyond all understanding. Go out their hearts and their minds. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine, let's go on to see what the Lord said to Isaiah when he was afraid. Isaiah 41 and verse 13.
For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Elaine.
Blessings, Pastor Mom. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
She said thank you.
I heard her. I heard her loud and clear. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the strength.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so the Lord is, he said that to Isaiah, he said it to us, you know, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, and I'm saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Amen. He didn't just help Isaiah, he's helping us right now too. Glory to God, and whatever's going on, he'll help us, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance. And I'll tell you, you know, with me recently with this fall that Pastor Mom had, you know, fear was not an option. And as I've said before, I went through something for a moment, but, you know, I had to just kind of snap out of that stuff because there were things that needed to be done. And I, you know, and not just me, myself, but my family, we put all of this in God's hands. and said, you know, we're not going to fear. We're just going to be prayerful and believe by faith that even though a 90-year-old has a broken bone in her femur, that she going to be all right. Hallelujah. Amen. And we stand on that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 27, you know, there are many that help us to eliminate fear and walk by faith. And so we need a scripture. We need a word that at any given moment, at any given time, when fear tries to come up on us, we're going to stand on that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And fear has to flee as faith stands strong. Now, Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. That's a good one. That Psalm 27, 1, that's one of Mama's memory, Pastor Mom's memory scriptures. That, you know, just hold on to the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I mean, that elevates God. That looks at God. We're looking at God and not the circumstance and the situation. Amen. He's a stronghold of our life. He's the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Amen. Hallelujah. He's a light over the darkness. He's salvation over death. He's strength over weakness. Hallelujah. That's Psalm 27. So important to me. I had a dream once. And in this dream, I was walking down the street. And on the other side of the street were some people. But they ended up looking like dogs. Like people mixed with dogs or something. And I remember on their foreheads were these horizontal lines on their foreheads. And I saw them crossing the street to get to me, and I knew that that was not a good thing. And so I started saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I started saying that in my dream, and they said, oh, no, we're not messing with her, and they turned around and left. Now, the interesting part about that happened probably about 30 years ago. I really didn't know that scripture back then. And so I started looking for it after that and found out it was really Psalm 27 in verse 1. Hallelujah. So the Lord just let me know that that's a wonderful scripture to stand on if the enemy tries to bring any kind of fear. Praise God. Minister Amber, Psalm 91. So we need the word to stand on. We need that blessed assurance. And Psalm 91 is called, people have called it, God's insurance policy. Glory to God. Minister Amber, Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Grandma. Good morning, Apostle Ambarza. It's so good to hear your voices this morning. And everyone on the line.
Amen. Thank you. Good to hear you.
Thank you. It says in Psalms 91 that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, you know, I guess when the guy found all of the 366 scriptures that say fear not, now this says, thou shalt not be afraid, which is a fear not, you know, and so that could be counted into all of that as well. So, but I love this Psalm 91 that, you know, he begins to talk about the Lord first, and it's all about him and our relationship with him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. If we're dwelling, if we're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, there's some things that we can say, hallelujah. He's my refuge, my fortress. That's like a military kind of term. He's surrounding me. He's protecting me. He's guarding me. I trust in him. He's my God. Hallelujah. And then he's going to deliver me from the snare of the fowler, nor some pestilence, any kind of snakes, whatever, anything that tries to come. Surely he shall deliver me from all of that. Amen. We need to have that kind of confidence in the Lord, that he's going to cover us with his feathers, and his truth is our shield and our buckler. And then we won't have any terror by night, or, you know, no matter whether it's by night or whether it's by day, whether it's pestilence, whether it's destruction, whatever it is. And let me tell y'all something. I know y'all know this. There's a lot of that stuff that's going on right here in the 21st century. Amen. It's going on in the 21st century. And the thing that's going on in the United States, I don't know about around the world, but in the United States, it's like car thefts that are going on. Car thefts, stealing stuff off of cars, breaking into cars, looking for guns or looking for any valuables that's in a car. And so, you know, for me, even last night or every night recently, when I come home and I'm parking my car at night, I'm continually praying and trusting God. I can't live in that fear place. The blood of Jesus is over that, you know, and I acknowledge that, you know, because, well, where I live at, I might have said this before, where I live at, there have been cars that have been flat out stolen. Some have been broken into and vandalized, and then some, they have taken the catalytic converter from under the car. Person doesn't know what condition their car is going to be in. Now, I can't take my car, put it in my pocket, and take it into my house. You know, I have to park somewhere, you know, around my building. So the Lord has had me to go around and pray around it. Because I can't be fearing. I can't be getting up in the middle of the night looking out the window to make sure my car is still there. I'm not going to do that. So I have chosen faith in God over fear. Hallelujah. Even though I've seen some things, you know, I even saw, like, when I went to park the other night, right next to where I was going to park, there was car glass on the ground, which means that somebody's car windows got busted out and the glass was still there on the ground. You know, I just said, Lord, where do you want me to park? He said, you park right there. I said, amen. I parked right there. I got up the next morning and the car was still there. Glory to God. You know, it had no windows had been busted out, and the catalytic converter was still there. Glory to God. So, you know, we have a choice to stand in faith and believe God and trust God, or to go to fear. And we choose amen. And there's so many other situations and circumstances going on you know, besides the car issue, but I'm dealing with that right this minute. Amen. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel and her family. We got our three scriptures, Revelation 3:20, 1 John 4, verse 18, and Romans 8 and verse 28. You ready, Minister Rachel and family? Take your mute off.
Okay, we had the mute on.
Okay.
Okay, hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Mom. Hi, God, Mom. Hi, everyone. We love you all.
Great story.
No, great testimony. Not,
yeah.
Thank you.
A testimony is like a story.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's a testimony. Something God brought us out, brought us through. Okay, Revelation 3, verse 20. Come on, Jim.
Behold,
I stand at the door and knock. If many, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me.
And he with me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like to read
good. Go on to the next one. Did you want to give a testimony,
okay,
Gabrielle?
I'm going to let Gabrielle read 1 John 3, verse 18.
No, that was 1 John 4.
Oh, 1 John 4, verse 18. Oh, God, forgive me. And I had it highlighted. Lord, forgive me. No, I actually had the right one highlighted for her. And I, Lord, forgive me.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And go on to the last one.
Can we do?
Yes. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Now, does she have a, before I get started, did Gabrielle have a testimony?
Well, I do have something else to read, though.
Okay.
Oh, she was going to read 1 Corinthians 2 and 3.
Okay, go right ahead.
And I was with you in fear,
and I was with you in weakness and in fear,
and in much trembling.
That's 1 Corinthians 2 and 3.
That's a good one. Thank you. Thank you.
I got a really pretty coloring page with that on it.
Yeah, she got a new tablet for Christmas. She believed God for it, and God blessed her with it.
Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the testimony is that it didn't even cost a lot of money. What would have cost a lot? I mean, it was under $40. So that's a blessing. It's nice. It's really nice.
I'll get an upgrade when I'm 20.
Fire 7. It's an Amazon phone.
I'll get an upgrade when I'm
20.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Now tell me that scripture again. 1 Corinthians what?
2:3.
Very good. Amen. That's perfect. Thank you. Amen. So thank you all for reading. Excellent. Okay, so now what we're looking at now is we're still looking at how God is revealing himself, even as we talk about fear is not an option. You know, God is revealing himself. Now, how is God revealing himself between fear and faith? And how he's revealing himself is that, they read the scripture, Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. What God does is he respects our choices. Amen. He does not override our choices. So even as in Revelation 3:20, he stands at the door and knock. He's God Almighty God. Why is he knocking on the door? He doesn't have to knock on the door. He could bust up in the door, go in any way he wants to. You know, anything that was made through him. He could just go right in, but he respects the choices. He respects the choices of for us to choose whether we're going to fear or whether we're going to stand in faith. And so that's how he's revealing himself as that. But then he doesn't just leave it like that. I mean, he has some things that are going on around that as well. If you're going to, how God reveals himself, number one, he respects our choices. Number two, he reveals himself as perfect love that casts out fear. So when they read 1 John 4 and verse 18, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, and he that fears is not made perfect in love. So God knew that his love, even if we choose fear, his love will cast it out. Hallelujah. Amen. Because his love is perfect, and perfect love casts out the fear. Amen. He doesn't want us to be in fear. He doesn't want us to be in torment. And that's what was going on with Job. And then when you think about it, even Job, with Job going through that, God came to Job. We're not going to have anybody read that, but read Job 38. This is where God comes and shows himself. And after that, Job didn't have that fear anymore. For us, we look at Jesus who died on the cross, and he released the Holy Spirit to come and live in us. That's perfect love. I can, and now you can probably recall some things yourself, but I can recall when I was going through a bad allergic reaction. I had been in the hospital for that. This was, oh, my goodness, probably about 20 years ago. And I went in the hospital, had hives in different places, and the blood of Jesus is over this even as I talk about it. And so I had to go in the hospital. I think this was before I went in the hospital. I was laying in bed that night, and I could actually feel the hives growing in places. And people let me know that if it was around your throat or it could do certain things, and I could actually feel it. And that night, I made a choice. You know, I prayed like I had never prayed before, I'm telling you. I prayed that night and, you know, and stood on the word of God. And then finally said, Lord, I'm just turning all of this over to you. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to go to sleep. And I know if this thing is allowed to take over me, then I'm going to come home and be with you. And that's a good thing. But right now, I'm going to go to sleep. And I went to sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, I was like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Amen. But it was like I had to go through that. I had to make the choice of, you know, I'm not going to be afraid of death. I'm not going to be afraid that this thing is going to overtake me, because I know where I'm going. If this is my time, if this is the way God, you want to bring me home, I'm good. I'm saying it all nice and bold right now, but I was crying when I was saying it 20 years ago. So, amen, amen. But it's something that we just have to confront that thing. Hallelujah, and stand on the word of God. Now, And then the third thing we look at is when we look at how God is revealing himself through this fear thing that's going on, is that he reveals himself, you know, even through Job's fear. He revealed himself as the God of Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. And so Job, he didn't say he loved God, but he revered God. And I know that after God came to see him, he loved God. Hallelujah. And so God was working all things together for good, even though Job went through fear. And he'll do that with us too. You know, he'll love us out of that fear, and he'll work everything together for good. Now, and what happened with Job, how he worked things together for good, he gave Job long life after that. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, I think your line is still open. Job 42 and 12 and Job 42 and 17.
I got my Bible with me today. I have the Bible, the actual Bible before me. Job 42 and 12 says, "Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys." Verse 17 says, "So Job died old and full of days."
Amen. So the way that I look at this is, you know, this was allowed. Job went through the fear. God was perfecting Job and getting him out of that fear because God was going to give Job another 140 years to live. And he didn't want him living in that fear all that time and running and doing all them sacrifices over his kids. You know, I even think, you know, with my sanctified imagination that this round of children that God restored to Job, that he trained them up differently than he trained up the first bunch of kids. You know, I can imagine that he told these children as they were growing up, he told them what happened, you know, during that time where he went through. He told them that they had brothers and sisters before, and they all died in one day, you know. And he told them about how God brought him through all of this. He told them, you know, how he met God. God came down and talked to him and told him a lot of things. So these children were so different. That's in my sanctified imagination, that these children were so different than the other children. And they grew up to know God and to love God, not only as their daddy's God who would do sacrifices for them when they party, but to know God for themselves. Hallelujah. And so God restored Job's children and his possessions. And as Pastor Price just read, that his material wealth was twice as much as it was before he had his affliction. And he lived another 140 years. And I want to say he lived another 140 years without fear in the name of Jesus. He lived enough to see the fourth generation of his new descendants. Hallelujah. And as the Bible said, he was an old man full of days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to close today, there's some things that we need to really look at and that stands out in this. And we need to do some things ourselves. First of all, if you want to remember anything during this time, remember that fear and faith are permission granters in the spirit realm. The things that we fear grants the enemy permission. The things that we have faith in grants the Lord permission to move in our lives and cause things to happen in our lives in the spirit realm. And also that we need to be aware, recognize that there is fear, and also to eliminate any kind of doubt and fear from our lives. Now, as I said earlier, fear can kind of be kind of sneaky sometimes. There are some things that, you know, that's flat out fear, but we don't even think about it as being fear and not even aware of it, you know. You know, although some people wear fear as a badge of honor these days, you know, the things that they're afraid about, you know, they just jump up and tell people, that they're afraid of doors being closed and being claustrophobic, and wear that as a kind of, it almost looks like a badge of honor, you know, that they are that way. And that, and as I said before, sometimes the fear is anxious, just being, having anxiety. And, you know, maybe it can't be seen when everything is okay, but when the money runs short, you know, or time runs short, then things begin to happen. And so we need to be aware of it. Be aware that there's a bird, that there's a black bird that's near and is heading in that our direction. And that black bird is like a black bird of fear. And before it enters into our circle, and before it can sit on that empty chair, before it can get that far, we're aware of it and say, you know what? You can't come up in here. You're going to leave here now in the name of Jesus. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And so we be to be aware of it, to recognize it, then to eliminate it in the name of Jesus. Eliminate any kind of doubt, any kind of fear, and that's what the Lord would have us to do. I'm going to name a few more fears because what some people could be afraid of. And as we get we're going to go into some declarations that, of course, you're going to be fully engaged in this because this is some things we need to get rid of. But begin to think and go back in your heart and your mind and maybe you need more time than just a moment, but to let God bring into your spirit and let you know some things that may have been trying to be fear in your life that would try to bring doubt and any kind of fear, any kind of trepidation, any kind of dread, any kind of anxiety. Let the Lord bubble that up, you know, into your mind. And as we pray, we're going to pray over these things. And by the Spirit of the true and living God, we're going to get rid of them in the name of Jesus and stand on his word. So some things that people are, could be thinking about that's fearful to them.
Yeah, they only brought down a big chicken and pork chop.
That's fine. I'll be right back. Praise God, praise God. So they were delivering our lunch. Mm-hmm. Amen. I love this. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, begin to think about that and to be aware of it. And there are some things that people are afraid about and are not really aware that they are. And some things are losing a spouse, being afraid like Job was that his children were going to rebel against the things of God and be harmed, fears about health, fears about finances, and fears about relationships, you know, things like that. And it may not all come to you right now, but we're going to go over these declarations, and God's going to do some things. Amen. And I said to the Lord, I said, there's a lot of declarations, so get yourself ready for it. We didn't do it earlier. So it's not a whole lot, but it's enough. Amen. So get ready to repeat after me. Amen.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, y'all. Praise God. I'm going to see if I can go out and have them to come in. Tell you what, Mom. And we're going to lift up Mom right now. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for Pastor Mom's leg,
mm-hmm.
in Jesus' name. And she really knows why her leg is hurting like that. It's because she needs to be pulled up in the bed, and it usually takes like two of them to pull her up in the bed because she's down so long that her foot is against the bottom of the bed. Hi, Jennifer. Hold on a moment, you guys. I'll be right back with you. Okay, praise God. I'm back. The nurse just walked into the room. Okay, so we're almost done here. And and that gave you some more time to think and to be aware of, you know, any kind of fear. And, you know, and I know the Lord, he's not going to give it all to you all at once. So this is going to be a process over time. Amen. So repeat after me. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, that rises against me in judgment is condemned. Okay, let's keep going and stay strong and engaged in this. Fear has no dominion over me because the greater one lives in me. He has given me victory in every area of life. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding guards my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out of my mind. I cast you off my body. I have no more fear. God loves me as much as he loves Jesus. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Spirit of God, and perfected love casts out all fear. Fear and every bondage, you get out. Leave me now in the name of Jesus. You will not come near my dwelling. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. I belong to the Lord and am no longer a slave to dread, fear, stress, anxiety, or depression. I'm set free by the precious blood of the Lamb. Hold on a moment, y'all. We'll continue on. I don't allow my heart to be troubled because I trust in the Lord. I stand on his promises in Psalm 91. And declare that no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague or calamity come near my dwelling place. The angels of the Lord surround me and watch over my family and me. I cover my family and myself with the blood of Jesus, spirit, soul, and body. Okay, we're getting to the last declaration. Stay fully engaged. Continue to repeat. Thank you, Lord, that I dwell in the shadow of your wings. You protect me. My steps are ordered by you, and you lead me and guide me in the way I should go. Thank you, Lord, that you are the good shepherd and that you watch over me and take care of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. I told you guys there would be a lot of declarations today. Amen. And so we thank God for his word. Thank you, Jennifer. And we thank God that as his word says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. That's Job 22 and 28. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. And everything that we just declared was from the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, as we said earlier, fear is not an option. Amen. It's not an option. The enemy can't come with us with fear. Praise God. The Lord worked with Job and got the fear out of his life and restored everything to him. Amen. And that was a big thing that had to be taken out of Job's life. And we thank God that he did it for Job. He's doing it for us, too, in the name of Jesus. He's doing it for us in the 21st century. Glory to God. Amen, amen. So, Lord, we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We thank you, Lord God, that your word today, fear is not an option, met us just where we needed it to meet us today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, after making those declarations at the end, how there's a lightness on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That fear has left us in the name of Jesus, and we're prepared by your spirit that no other fear can come to us. And even as fear is being revealed to us, that any kind of fear that's trying to be left over or that would try to come from generations, we know how to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. That fear must leave in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory and honor, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And those of you who are listening today, if you do not know for sure that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, this is your time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants to work in your life. He wants to bring much faith into your life. Hallelujah. Take out all the fear in the name of Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, and you shall be saved even right now in the name of Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm a child of God, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer with all your heart today. Yes, you are saved. You are born again. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God all the praise, and we pray for you right now, that God will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving them power to live right, to walk right, to talk right, to do right, to think right in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name for it right now, Lord God. Even power to read the word of God and to understand it. And then power, hallelujah, to pray in their prayer language. Hallelujah. Fill them to overflow and let the rivers of living water flow through them right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. We thank you for it now, Lord God. Amen and amen. And then we want to invite you to learn and to grow. And the way you can do that is go to a Bible-believing church. It could be in your neighborhood. You can go to that Bible-believing church and learn and grow there. You can also join us with the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio, family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. And we meet about four times during the week, just about four times, either three or four times, depending on what week it is. Amen. And if you want to join with us, be a part of the conversation, you can call this number, 516-418-5699. Amen. We meet on Sundays. We are the East St. Louis Christian Center Church as well. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Amen. And next Sunday, praise God, we have our guest church will be with us, and that will be Pastor Helen Price of the Memphis Covenant Faith Church, and they will be speaking. Pastor Price, Minister Joy, and Minister Amber will be speaking on next Sunday, January the 29th. They They come and they fellowship with us and speak on the fifth Sunday of every month. Praise God. So they will be here with us at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And that is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Every Monday, she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. On Tuesday, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four people to volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues after that. Now, on this Wednesday, this is a new broadcast that we're starting called Anointed Pandemic Babies. Amen. The Lord has been speaking to us about these babies that are being born in the last of the last days. And he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh, including these little babies, and so who have been born between 2019 and now. And so we are going to be talking about them. We're going to be praying for them and their parents and whatever God has us to do. So our first broadcast will be this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And also our other Wednesday broadcast is the second Wednesday of the month, and that's our healing broadcast called Prophetic Healing. The next Prophetic Healing will be February the 8th. Hallelujah, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Then on Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and we are doing Prophecy Month this month. Pastor Price is going to be speaking on this Thursday, and what she's telling us about is a word that the Lord has given to her for 2023. Hallelujah. So join us this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right. Before we go, we want to open the lines. If anyone wants to say anything, Pastor Price, your line is already open. We're opening up the lines for anyone who wants to say anything. If you don't want to say anything, just mute the line, okay? Just mute your line. If you want to say anything, you can go ahead and say it now.
God bless you, Apostle. Go ahead, Minister Rachel.
Okay. I wanted to say that, oh, God bless you for speaking on that, because about that worrying and things like that, because I had to repent and say, Lord, I apologize because you are trustworthy. I had to begin to just declare things in my atmosphere so that I don't give no place, no open door to the enemy to try to come attack us. So we could say the wicked one has nothing on me. So when we totally trust and put our, you know, our trust in everything and faith in God, he is faithful.
Yes.
He is everything. He will help us through every situation or circumstance. So I thank God for having my beautiful godmom to say these things, because we needed to hear it and we need to keep on saying it. We need to keep on rehearsing it and consistently each day so that we can totally trust God and not give any space to the devil. And we'll always have victory when we trust and put our faith in God all the time. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all.
Amen. Love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank God for you, Minister Rachel, and for that wonderful word that you shared. I want to say ditto, ditto, ditto. I want to thank God.
Amen.
Again, I want to thank God for the service today. From the beginning, Mom, Pastor Mom, I thank God when I hear you pray, and the first thing you say is, good morning, everybody. And I wanted to say it back to you. Good morning, Mama. And I thank God for you today. I pray that you're feeling better. Did Jennifer help you pull her up, Apostle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Somebody else came in. I didn't do anything. They both came in, pulled her up higher so her feet are not on the footboard. And you feel better, Mom? Okay. And somebody else came, and they helped to pull her up. So that's good.
Oh, praise God. And so I love you, Mom, and I thank God. Apostle, I thank God for the word, the pearl to ponder on God is a consuming fire. What a great word that is. Glory to God. And I just praise God for every single part of the word. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Thank you for this study in the book of Job, that fear is not an option. Hallelujah. That he's perfecting us. I just thank God for the word today. Thank God for all that we had. And the quote that you said that you attributed to me, that fear tolerated is faith contaminated. That wasn't original from me. I heard it from Kenneth Copeland. And so I just thank God for that word. Yeah, that fear tolerated is faith contaminated. So I just thank God. I want to make sure it got the right one. And Apostle,
yes.
You said there were three things that God will respect our choices, that perfect love casteth out fear, but I didn't get the third one. What's the third one?
Oh, the third one is Romans 8:28 is in full effect.
Okay, all right. The third one, Romans 8:20. Yeah. Okay, I said Romans 8:28 is in. Okay, thank you so much. So I just thank God for the word today, and thank God for all that God is doing. May God continue to strengthen you and continue to strengthen Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. And God bless you. And I send love to each one of you. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. And you know what, Pastor Price? Now that I think of it, I didn't actually say what number three was. I went on to Job's long life and all that. I didn't. And I think I said the scripture, but I didn't say, you know, the topic, which seems to be the favorite thing that's coming out of my mouth these days. It's blessing me so much. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else before we close?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. I just really want to say I enjoyed the message today, and especially the part where you said about different anxieties, and some people might have different triggers. One person might not be bothered by something, but someone else might be. So it's so important that we just cast all our cares and fears over to our Father God so that we can have a peace to know that everything is going to be okay. So I really enjoyed the message today. It really blessed my heart, and God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And the Lord was saying, make sure you talk about anxieties and even pet peeves and stuff like that, because that fear is trying to be sneaky. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Well, praise God. We just thank all of you for being on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I do have some. Okay. I see you, Minister Joy. She didn't press her number one key, but really enjoyed the word. Do not fear. And I will be using that line, that fear tolerated is faith contaminated. But faith in God destroys all fear. Amen. All right, Minister Joy, thank you so much for that comment. Hallelujah. Amen. So, okay, we're going to go ahead and close out. Pastor Mom is sleeping. After they got her comfortable. We're gonna close out. Oh yeah, they did give her some meds too. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for all that you did today. seen and unseen, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that we were all touched by this word today and those who will listen in the future. And we thank you, Lord God, that even in this Del Mar Gardens West rehab, that people were touched as well in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for that, Lord God. We thank you so much for it, Lord. Thank you for those who got saved today, filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for those who got healed today. Thank you for those, Lord God, who got delivered today. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, as we close. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm laughing at Pastor Mom. I was looking at her to see if she'd wake up when she heard that. And she did. And started saying it with us. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for her strength in Jesus' name. All right. God bless you all. And just remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day.
We love you.
Thank you. Love you.